Welcome to the Go Nuts podcast. This is your host, Gina Zimbardi, and welcome to a very special edition. It is a live recording taken from our 2019 annual conference. I've tracked down as many members as I could and asked them how they got involved with the NNGA and what their interests are. Enjoy this little slice of our organization and consider joining us next year at our annual conference in Pennsylvania. Details will be forthcoming on our website at nutgrowing.org. If you want to learn more about the NNGA and have access to some great resources such as expertise from long-term growers to beautiful pictures and much, much more, please consider joining us as a member. You can do so on our website at nutgrowing.org. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and remember to go nuts.
My name is Benjamin Cowan. I am the inheritor of the Spurgeon property. I have half of it under my control now, and in the next 10 years, hopefully, we'll be able to purchase the rest of it. I have been invited by the late Jerry Lehman to this conference to speak about my experience there with the mixed Kyra Grove and the pecan weevils.
This is Buzz Ferver. I'm sitting here with Gina. She's cornered me into talking about what is this topic again?
How did you get started in this?
I got started in this from actually Jerry Lehman. I saw an article he wrote for the Indiana Nut Growers on the McAllister Hecan, which I had just seen a nut of. I'm like, oh my God, what is that? He had written an article about his McAllister Hecan in the Hoosier Colonel. And so I actually called him up out of the blue because I could find his number online. We had a great conversation. Never mentioned pawpaws or persimmons.
Surprising.
I know, it was. But what he did was he sent me seedlings, two-year-old seedlings, two of them, and maybe a dozen nuts. And then a year later, I knew who he was and what he was really doing. And he sent me a whole bunch of McAllister pecan nuts. And I traded him for some grafted plums because his wife wanted plums and he'd never planted any for her. Because he's too busy playing for the balls and persimmons. So, and then we actually became fairly friendly, and I enjoyed seeing him over the years. So I blame him for getting me involved in this. And, of course, he told me to read Carl Weschke's book, which just put me over. That was it. That was like Jerry was the hook, and, Weschke was the big rod that pulled me up onto the boat. And since then, I've just been deeper and deeper and deeper into the nut growing and now persimmon and pawpaw and other plants, too. But I've had a great time again. We'll continue. I think I'll continue to have a great time.
I hope so.
With this organization and doing this. And I hope to always be at these meetings. I'll definitely be at the next one.
Yeah, I'll be in your. Yeah.
No, not my backyard. Well, Vermont. My old backyard.
Your old backyard.
Hi, my name is Jordan Egenhouse Klo. I moved to an acreage about 30 years ago with my parents, where a couple years after living there, I planted a small grove of walnuts with my grandfather. And I didn't really think much about it until 30 years later when we had these, semi-mature trees. A couple years ago, I read Restoration Agriculture by Mark Shepard, and I realized the magnitude of what I had done 30 years ago and what effect I could have on the planet later by just doing this with my time, and it literally changed my life. Met Tim Wall via just websites and went and visited his place and bought some trees, and that's how I learned about the NNGA, and it really has been a catalyst for my life. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sandy McIntyre.
And I'm Maya McIntyre.
And we're first
and second
generation farmers. The name of our farm is Two Chicks in a Plot, a mother-daughter farming adventure. This is our first conference.
And we're here to learn about the different kinds of nuts and how to get them started.
I was a city girl who bought a farm about 25 years ago and had no idea what to do with it. Long story short, I ended up planting the tillable acres into a CRP dedicated for rare and declining habitat. So it's all planted to pollinators, and I'm working on a permaculture plan for our family, to provide food and income for our family for now and for future generations.
Go Nuts! I am recording a live podcast for the NNGA, and I'm interviewing members to see
how they got started with the NNGA, what their interests are, and how long they've been in the NGA. So you're Ron Jacks.
I am.
And what do you do? What are you interested in?
I'm interested in chestnuts and heart nuts, and I have some wart nuts and some hazelnuts, and I've started with some hickories and pecans. And I really only got started in sort of the commercial nut tree side within the last 3 years, but we've been planting trees for 25 years.
Okay, excellent. And where are you located?
We're located in Waverly, Iowa, about 100 miles north of Iowa City.
Are you a member of the NNGA?
I am. I became a member late last year, early this year.
Perfect. That's great. And Mr. Greg Miller.
Yes.
How long have you been coming to NNGA meetings?
My first meeting was 1976.
1976. Excellent.
Sean Mehlenbacher, Oregon State University. Hazelnut breeding and genetics. And this group is one of my stakeholder groups. And back in 1988 and 89, they collected wild American hazelnuts and sent me the seed.
Excellent. And you are?
I'm Jason Fishbach, University of Wisconsin Extension. And I've been working on hazelnuts for about a decade, trying to find something that will work in the upper Midwest.
I'm Dave Bonham. I am a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And I'm a little farmer, and I love growing nuts and apples. And my contribution is on the mechanical engineering side of things, having fun trying to learn how to harvest and process these things.
Excellent. Steve.
I'm Steve Unverzat. I'm a potential new grower from Minneapolis, here to be a sponge and soak up all the expertise that I can.
Your brain's going to want to explode later.
For sure.
And hello.
Hello, my name's Liz Dunham. I'm from Night Hollow Nursery. It's a private tissue culture lab, and we are doing tissue culture on American hazelnuts and Amelana European.
Excellent. Thank you guys so much for letting me interrupt your group.
My name is Vernon Selecta. I'm president of the Nebraska Nut Growers Association. And I'm here because I've never been to a meeting before, and I was told I should probably go do it.
Hi, I'm Jova Shoemaker. I'm here strictly for education. It's certainly an addiction of mine. I learned about the Northern Nut Growers Association and their conference at the Trees Forever annual dinner. Jeff Jensen got me onto it. Thanks, Jeff. I'm super excited. I absolutely love this, and I hope to show up to more events.
What's your name, sir?
Gary Fernald.
How did you get started with the NNGA?
I read an article years ago in Organic Gardening about a guy in Iowa that was growing English walnuts, and I thought, hey, there's an idea. And I'm still trying to grow English walnuts. Not very successfully, but I found out my ground was better suited to black walnuts and pecans.
Ah.
So there you are.
How long have you been in the NNGA?
About 1965.
Wow. That's absolutely amazing. Well, thank you. I'm recording a podcast for the NNGA to help record people's stories, and that's all you needed to do. Thank you, Gary. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
This is Anna Johnson. Hi, Anna. What brings you here today?
Oh, I'm really excited to talk about crop insurance.
Crop insurance?
Yeah.
Okay.
And options that are available for fruit and nut growers.
Excellent. So do you have a lot of experience selling crop insurance to fruit and nut growers?
I do not sell insurance, but I do farm bill advocacy for family farmers and ranches.
Excellent.
And we care about, I work at the Center for Rural Affairs,
mm-hmm.
and we advocate for, strong rural communities, and a big piece of that is diverse economic opportunity for rural
Absolutely.
Areas and, like, fruit and nut growing.
That's
like,
amazing.
You know, it's one great tool to that end, and but having sound financial management tools available that are, equivalent to other financial management tools available to the mainstream.
Excellent.
So I'm here to talk about crop insurance.
Fantastic. So if someone wanted to find out more, where could they go?
They could go to our website, cfra.org, and we have some crop insurance resources on there under our, farm policy, section.
Excellent.
And also a lot of other stuff that my colleagues do.
Hi, Linda. Who are you? It's on.
Oh, hi. I'm Linda Grimmo. I started coming to the NMGA when I was a mere 2 months old. Took a few years off in my 20s and 30s, but I'm back and I've been attending every year. Hope to see you at the next one.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jim McKenna, and I got started with the NNGA in 1997 as a graduate student at UC Davis when professors in my department said, you've got to put together a talk and your research work for the NNGA. It's going to be in August. Do a good job. See you later.
And now you can't leave.
22 years later?
Yes, and Bill.
I've got to think how long it's been.
A while.
It's been a while. Yes, hi. I'm Bill Nash. I've been involved with the Northern Nut Growers for, I've lost track of time, 30, 40 years, past officer, past president. Always have enjoyed the organization.
How did you get involved?
We have a 100-acre tree farm in Grinnell, Iowa, and we're the wonderful organization. Meet a lot of nice people.
Yeah? And how long have you been a part of the NNGA or nut growing in general?
6 years or more.
6 years? Yeah. Have you learned a lot? Has it been helpful?
Yeah, very excellent. We went to Toronto last, Canada last year.
Oh, excellent.
This year has been wonderful.
Perfect. I'm glad it's been in your backyard so you can enjoy more.